drinking milk from the jug. Nice, that's not very good, really.
Nailed.
Did I drink milk from a jug in a cafe? No, I wouldn't do that.
Of course you wouldn't.
No, of course I wouldn't. By the way, there's two voices here in front of me because I want to take a look at this here now, which is 51552 at Dave Fanning Show. That's our address. Chefs and cookbooks. There's too many of them around these days, for God's sake. So it takes some serious effort to stand out from the crowd, and that's exactly what David and Stephen Flynn say. Hello, David and Stephen Flynn. Hey.
Great to
be here, Dave. With our cookbook. The cookbook is called The Happy Pair. Now, first of all, these guys are twins. Good start. How many twins do you know have opened a food shop and a restaurant together and also written a cookbook together? They're also, I'm told, easy on the eye. Jeez, if that's good looking, then give me a break. Anyway, it always helps when their faces are plastered on the front of the cookbook and inside it as well, by the way. Anyway, more than anything, their story is a really interesting story. They were once a pair of rugby-playing, meat-eating, party-loving college students. A decision to do a bit of detoxing set them on the path that they're on right now. Two vegans even, who run a very successful Happy Pair empire. Is that it? Well, it's a shop, two cafes, a farm, an online healthy eating course and a brand new cookbook. So how do they manage to turn a lifestyle choice into a way of making a living, and how can their food... Oh, God, I'm not really doing the slow talking.
I'm not doing great well. There,
I'm not doing well.
You're
for Francis on Tuesday. Okay. And how can their food philosophy help you? Let's find out. First of all, guys, let's go back to when
good
you were...
Day. That was great.
You were two meat-eating, party-loving students, right? How did you end up becoming the guys who decided to open the Happy Pear Shop? Well, no, what brought you to that point in your life? Take it away, one of you, David and Stephen.
So we would have grown up eating a standard Irish diet, you know, meat and two veg, and went off and did degrees in business. And like so much of our generation, you finish college and you really don't know what to do, and you're feeling there has to be more to life than this, you know, that way. True business degrees, you're kind of, you know, it's all about making money and who can make it faster. And we went away travelling, decided, okay, like so much of a generation, let's try and go and search a truth and happiness, like the total cliche. Dave went off to South Africa thinking about being a golf pro. I went off to Vancouver planting trees. And kind of for a number of years just went off travelling around in search of truth, meaning, and found out we weren't that much into money. We're more into kind of food and health and happiness and bringing people together. So came back to our local town about 2 years after traveling and walked into our local greengrocer and I asked him, can I buy your shop? And he said, wow, big question for a Monday morning. So off we went and we took over the fruit and veg shop, and we started up mostly to kind of create a health food revolution and try to kind of a different philosophy, more about kind of creating a happier, healthier world as opposed to making a load of cash.
And were you doing this yourself? I mean, did you go to porridge for breakfast rather than a big fry up?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, while we were away, maybe you go for it. Like, while we were away, like, I was off in Vancouver and, you know, grew up eating a standard Irish diet and would have, you know, burgers and chips and a load of pints and total meat eating jocks. And I went over to Vancouver and it was the first time kind of not living at home, and I was cooking for myself and I was living with a vegetarian. You know, and being a rugby player, you don't meet many vegetarians, or, and if they are, they're little small guys that are bullied. So I was living with this vegetarian.
Generally.
I was like, generally, excuse me. And then I ate what he ate for the week and thought this, and thought this is great. Jeez, I'm going to be a vegetarian. So I called up Dave, he was in South Africa at the time, and said,
by the way, can I just say, like, watch this bit coming up now because I know what it's going to be.
Go for it, then.
Basically, it's one of these spooky twin magic moments.
Yeah, he was
thinking the same thing.
Woo! Exactly, that was it exactly. Spot on.
You were going. So therefore, if the two of you were thinking it, you knew it was the right thing to do, so off you went to do it. So Dave, just tell me, like, you know, you decided to what? Give vegan a go, is that it?
I think we kind of, like, we were running a marathon, so we wanted to experiment with our own diet, so we kind of ended up, you know, trying to eat healthier to see if we got more energy or how we felt. So we kind of moved from vegetarian to trying vegan diet, and then we got into raw food and fasting and really experimenting with our own diets and seeing how much energy we had. So, you know, and from that experience, we realized that, you know, most people take for granted their health, particularly in their 20s and their 30s.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, when they start getting more unhealthy, they kind of reflect on it. Whereas, you know, I guess our whole thing is about getting people to eat more veg, you know, and that's what we started the whole shop.
Well, Stephen just mentioned there about taking over the greengrocer's shop. That's what you decided to do in Greystones. That's 10 years ago, right? So it's been a 10-year journey. Well, I'm going to start talking about
adventure.
Tell me about your journey, your narrative arc. Like, you're on X Factor or something. Anyway, look, what did you want to actually achieve by setting up the shop? You were doing something for yourselves anyway, and you wanted to carry it on to what? To kind of educate. Do you want to be bloody food gurus? Is that it?
I think it was more we'd experienced so much, like, changing ourselves, where we had more energy and we felt better and we realised how important health was and community was and this type of thing. So that was
You were full on about what I would call a food revolution.
Yeah, definitely. That's like, it was, that was the whole thrust of it, you know.
Is one of the things you do is try and make fruit and veg sexy?
Absolutely. You know, like
this is pretty sexy. What am I drinking here?
You're eating an avocado, spirulina, spinach, pineapple, and apple juice. We call it a green lunch. Very nice. You know, refreshing for something that's so green. It tastes really nice.
It's lovely.
I guess the idea was to try to make fruit and veg more appealing because nowadays, you know, it's all refined foods, processed food. Coke is sexy and cool and beautiful. It's like, why can't we make simpler things that are really nourishing and good for us? Like make it more appealing, you know, and that's the whole
making sexy. I was looking at a thing in the paper the other day where they're making all these cauliflowers and all the rest, and all different colours and purple and pink.
Yeah, you get purple cauliflowers, you get green cauliflowers, you get
Romanesco,
yellow ones. You know, there's really funky veg out there, you know, and people get so caught up with broccoli and carrots and boiled.
All right,
steamed
look, wait a second. Look, congratulations, and it's brilliant and fantastic. You had this idea, you wanted to get this idea. What the hell did you know about running a restaurant?
Nothing, zero.
We started. We started it back about 8 years. No idea, nothing but belief and love for what we were doing, and got in.
Sounds like you still have it.
it was back in 2004, so there was no, you know, you could get money, you could borrow money super easy. So, you know, for a business plan on the back of an envelope, you could borrow enough money to start a restaurant. So that's what we did. Right. And I guess we went in with so much passion and belief.
And hired a great chef, a lady with about 30 years experience, Doreen Palmer. And then it got more people involved that knew what they're doing and just helped us, and it's kind of spiraled and grown, and we've a great time.
But you took it a bit further. I mean, look, I didn't want to take all these gorgeous little pieces of food off the book there. I mean, the book itself now is like, you know, it says recipes and stories from the first 10 years, the happy pair, David and Stephen Flynn, as they were talking to here. What was it like? You went out further and you showed people how to cook healthily. It wasn't just you running a restaurant.
Yeah, I think like a huge bit of what we do is education. That's the bit that me and Stephen are very passionate about. So the last 5 years we've done health education courses. One in particular is our Happy Heart course.
We started with about 20 people or there.
We used to do health education courses and they were fluffy and fun and people enjoyed them, but they didn't really make many changes. So we decided we want to come up with a course that people could quantify. So first night we got nurses in to measure people's cholesterol, blood pressure and weight. They came once a week to the upstairs in the shop and we gave them recipes, meal plans, taught them how to cook and talked about the science behind it. And then they come back on the last night after 4 weeks and we've had an average drop of cholesterol at 20%. Most people lose weight, you know. Our main skill is we're both chefs, so we're very good with the you know, most people want to be healthy but they don't necessarily know how to do it.
The age group you had there would have gone from 20 to 70. I can kind of understand the 20s or whatever, you might have gone to Vancouver like you and gone to a Dale Carnegie 12 step program. What the hell happened to you over there? But like, you know, what about the 70 year olds? Was it too late for some of them?
We get
some older people and they kind of come in begrudgingly in the first
sometimes
night.
they're dragged in by their, you know, kicking or screaming by their partner, their wife, or other times they realise that they need to make changes. You know, health is a real priority, so they're there trying.
Okay, but
everything.
You're stuck in Greystones with all due respect. The thing is getting huge, getting lots of press coverage and that, and in comes Janet, right, which is your wife, right?
Yeah.
Who what? Says, listen, look, there's a thing called the internet, folks. Let's go with that. No? Is that it?
So we decided
online.
We took the Happy Heart course online. We got a bit of coverage from doing the Happy Heart course and it went online. We got a lot of coverage and there were people from all over Ireland calling.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know what to do and we were still getting up at 4:30 to go into Dublin Fruit Market and running the shop.
And we didn't want to do courses in town, you know, or whatever. So we decided
to build an online course. And we thought it would take a couple of weeks and it ended up taking 2 years and thought it would take a couple of grand and it cost a lot more. So we built the online course, happyheartcourse.com. And the idea is that people from anywhere in the world can sign up and start doing it.
And they do.
It started to kind of get a bit of traction.
In 2011, you won the Greenest Retailer of the Year award in back in there. Was that like a really good thing? Was that worth all those 4:30 getting ups for vegetable stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I think the real rewarding bit is like when you go to schools and you talk to kids and you see kids coming into the shop and you see that it's a whole, you know, I feel that the shop now, it's very much community focused. You know, we give away
free
parts.
Yeah, I'm going to get that in a second, but like I'm talking about the Greenways compost stuff and everything else.
Yeah,
right,
we do.
Across.
You know, we used to run our van on vegetable oil. You know, when we first started, it used to run on rapeseed oil. So it used to smell like chips. You know, every time you'd drive anywhere, people would go, you know, there'd be a smell of chips off the back of the van.
Yeah.
So.
Well, isn't that sense of community you're talking about in terms of Greystones, the baking competitions, prepaid coffee system going, etc.
It's free porridge. We do free porridge.
Free porridge.
I've given free porridge for a few years, you know, so every morning.
Okay, and like, it's just much more than a shop and a cafe, isn't it? I mean, and the kids thing, it's got so big now as well.
Yeah, I think that's the bit that we, like mine and Stephen, we realised education is the bit that we're really interested in. And we've always gone to schools, like every year we go to the local schools during Healthy Eating Week and try and make fruit and veg more appealing and interactive with the kids. You know,
so like, I mean, are you moguls? No. I mean, like, are we talking about an empire here? Like, it's branching out all over.
Well, at the moment, like, for what we do, you know, that way. And in terms of making money, the shop has a great turnover, but profit's a totally different thing. And any money the business makes, we just reinvest back into it. Because it's, I guess we love what we do. And the main pay is, like, we've nice, lovely lifestyles. You know, we live by the sea, get to swim in the sea. We
do something we love, you know. And I think that's what most people are looking for, something that you love, a sense of mission. Like, now there's nearly 60 people work with us. So there's lots of people in all the various bits of the business.
Brilliant. 60 people?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, so lots of, that's between, like, there's a farm and a wheatgrass farm and pesto and sprouts and there's a
online shop.
And what have I got here? What's that?
Like, I'll try that. That's a chocolate macaroon.
So it's coconut
macaroon.
Oh, God, no.
Try it. Do you not like coconut? No, there's an energy ball there. Look,
by the way, hold on. Macaroon bars, when I was a kid, I loved them, but I don't like coconut. No.
Well, there's coconut macaroon bars, you know, other than the chocolate and sugar.
Oh, I don't like that, sorry.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hold on. I might like a bit of this. Yeah, I might like a bit of that.
So that's a healthy Twix.
I'll certainly go for it. That is before I do or while I do. The book, The Happy Pair, recipes and stories from the first 10 years. Gorgeous looking thing. Glossy pictures, mouth-watering recipes, plenty of photos of the first 10 years of your venture. And by the way, girls, or whatever, plenty of photos of the boys as well. It's not just a simple cookbook. Why is it different? I mean, don't forget, Christmas is coming up and there's going to be loads of these things trying to fight their way through all the sports books. And why is yours the one to buy?
I think it's got a good bit of philosophy in it and kind of...
You've got to sell it better than that, David.
Okay. It's got lots of nice photos in it. It's all about it's about healthy eating. Most people want to be healthy, but they don't necessarily know how. And that's what the book is. It kind of holds your hand, not literally, but it holds your hands in how to eat healthier. You know, there's lots of breakfast, lunch, dinner.
We did the book with Penguin, who are fantastic. Such a wealth of knowledge. And all the photography and kind of food styling was done by the same art director that was all Jamie Oliver's cookbook.
So it looks real nice.
Okay, listen, what's next? I mean, the book is now, right?
Education is the main bit that me and Stephen want to do. You know,
helping just people eat better and you eat more veg. That's the main thing, whether it be in schools or online. We booked a load of courses to do around Dublin.
Just trying to, like, as I said, most people want to be healthy, but they don't necessarily know how. And our message isn't about making people vegetarian or vegan. It's just about getting people to eat more veg. And by veg, I don't mean broccoli or carrots. I mean, like, beans, legumes, lentils.
Yeah.
Really simple things. It's the basic advice that your mother said to you, eat more veg, or your granny said, eat your cabbage there, it's good for you, you know. And everyone knows that, but they don't necessarily know how.
So just looking, the good looking twins. So I see you haven't gone all completely hipster, but you both got a bit of beards going on there.
Bits of beard. I think we got to shave tashes for November, so we're letting it all go.
Oh, right. I see Roy King cut his off last week.
Oh, yeah, his looks. His is mighty looking, cool, isn't it?
See the picture of him and Saddam Hussein. Seriously, they have the two of them. Anyway, look, it's great. It's called The Happy Pair, recipes and stories for the first 10 years. And Happy Pair is in Greystones. David and Stephen Flynn. And of course, you're online and therefore all over the world now as well. Is that where you swim there, is it?
Or on the back page, you see the pair of us swimming.
Oh, you actually see the swimming. There. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. That was back in February.
That was in February. So,
God, we can look at the trousers they're wearing. It's like the old Shealing place there. There's no ballroom. All right. Good luck, guys. Listen, thank you very much for dropping in.
Thanks for being
cheaper. Sorry. The reason why I'm kicking you out now is because you've got an hour to get into town. The Happy Pair guys signing books at Dubray and Grafton Street.
We're doing a tasting.
That'll be into a tasting.
We've got lots of cakes to taste as well. There's lots of little sweet treats to taste and our pestos to taste. So that's a good attraction.
All right, okay, sorry, there's a texture. Well, here's Larry Gogan. Larry, have you ever been to the Happy Pair in Greystones? No, he hasn't been to the Happy Pair. great to hear you boys, Dave and Steve. What a lovely family. Hi to you all and well done. That's from Suzanne and Cara Savine.
Oh,
or
great.
Susan and Cara Savine or something, with a Z in the middle of the name, which is a very strange way of spelling Susan. But anyway, there you go. Listen, guys, thank you very much for dropping in.
Thanks,
and good luck,
Dave,
with conquering the world. By the and enjoy. Look at the picture of the two of them swimming at the back. Would you give me a break? All right, goodbye. I'm going to go for the news. We've got a bonnet.